Let me make another comment. Praise the Lord. Brother Kule Adebi. There's something he said here. He said, and how come if pyramids were originated by Satan via the Nephilim, via the Nephilim bloodline, to which modern researchers point? He said, this is where I am going. This is where I am going. This is where I am going. Listen. He said, modern researchers, he said, they point to the Nephilim bloodline. They point all physical kings derive their right or legitimacy to rule. What he's saying is that all these mighty kingdoms, all these kings that rule the world, he said it is from that lineage, mighty men of renown, that all the kings. And I don't know whether you really read your Bible. You will have seen the reason why God turned Nebuchadnezzar to an animal. You will have known that. And after 7 years that Nebuchadnezzar reduced to an animal eating grass, when he was restored, this then he knew that all power is derived from God Almighty. All power belongs to God. All power. Anybody that says he derived power from anywhere is a lie. Except God sanction it, you can never be a king wherever you are, believer or unbeliever. So go and read your Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God used that man, William Branham, to bring the gospel to the level of illiterates like me. To understand God's divine agenda. And that's why God has never been part of any Bible school, Bible college, as a prerequisite for ministry. When you go to a Bible school to get a certificate, when you come into the ministry, you will be a lecturer. You only be a lecturer. All you'll be teaching the people is stuffing their head with academic knowledge. There is nothing you will say that can pierce the soul of anybody. But when God calls you himself, he makes you a preacher. Oh yes, he makes you a preacher. Anytime you finish preaching, somebody will say, men and brethren, what shall we do? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, 14, and 15. He said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I will read it again for emphasis. But evil men, Adebi, are you hearing me? Kule. But evil men and seducers. Who is a seducer? A seducer is one that will take you away from your legitimate wife or husband and take your attention. That is why the serpent seduced Eve. Christianity today, we have seducers that will take you from truth to error. From the doctrines of Christ to the doctrines of men. The church has been invaded by intellectuals. And when it comes to revelation, they will not allow the spirit of revelation to open their eyes anymore. Why? They no longer pride with a genuine call. They pride with some certificates they have gotten from some institutions. I will never forget, I gave my life to Christ, 1989. And I got myself inside Ikoyi. You understand what I mean? Inside Ikoyi. I was in Ikoyi. At least somebody would think I had an apartment in Ikoyi. Yes, there was a time I had an apartment in Ikoyi. So I wanted to know more. And a friend of mine in America was coming and sent a message through my wife. He's coming from America. What can he bring for me? I said, please get me this commentary, Bible commentary, and get me this Bible. He brought the commentary, and I was reading the commentary. I will never forget that evening. I was getting engrossed. Suddenly a voice spoke to me. He said, but that is not inspired work. It is academic work. From that day till today, I have not read that commentary again. It was hanging in my bookshelf. A friend, a neighbor of mine where I was living, years later, came and said he was in Bible school. He has some assignments. He doesn't know if I have Bible commentary. I said, see, I'm there. Obina from CPM. He came and took it. Till today, he didn't bring it back. If I needed it, I would have gone for it. Now, listen, church. Bible commentaries and all that, they are all academic works. Stay with this Bible prayerfully and let God open your eyes to understand it. Stay with messages from preachers that you know have been vindicated. Read books that bring you to the Bible, not books that send you more deeper into the world. Read books that send you further away from the world. And bring you closer to Christ. Read books that make you more spiritual. Don't read books that will make you act like the world. No matter how beautifully presented, there is a spirit behind it. Read books that will make you commit sin and be condemned. Don't read books that will justify your estate in a sinful estate. Don't do that. Oh, read those books. I'm a preacher of God's word. And I want you to know the potency in this book, Bible. There's life there. If you allow the words in this book in you, it will change you. I'm telling you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 13. Where we were reading. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14. Hallelujah. He was writing to Timothy. Paul was writing to Timothy. And anytime I see Paul writing to Timothy, I see him writing to Pastor Moses also. Because Timothy was going to pastor a church in Ephesus. And this was his own counsel as his father in the Lord. Because he described Timothy as his son in the faith. And me too. It was reading him that I gave my life to Christ. So Apostle Paul too is my father in the Lord. So if I am going to pastor a church, then the epistles to Timothy, to Titus, they are epistles to me too, and to every pastor. Every minister. Praise the Lord. Verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Where did he learn them from? Apostle Paul. He was so sure of where he stood in his teachings until he said, if anyone comes and teaches anything, Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8, contrary to what we have taught, let him be accursed. He said, even if I now come again and teach anything contrary, he said, let me be accursed. He was so sure. He was so certain. And I raised my faith on it. And William Bryan was taken beyond the curtain of time. William Bryan was taken to the gate. And they told him, wait, you cannot enter there now. He said, where are those there? Who are those there? Because it was a vision he was seeing. He said, they are the saints of old. And he asked, is Peter there? He said, yes, Peter is there. He said, what of Paul? Is he there? He said, the angel said, Paul is there. He said, Paul is there. Peter is there. Then I will be there too. He said, because I preach what Apostle Paul preached. I preach what Peter preached. So I am sure I will be there. Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Answer me, somebody. Oh, I will be ready. I will be ready.
I will be ready when the Lord shall come.
Oh,
I will be ready.
Hey. Verse 15. Let's finish that scripture. Verse 15. And from a child, Timothy, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. There are scriptures that have no salvation virtue. There are scriptures that have no salvation virtue. And there are some scriptures that if you turn down, you are turning down salvation. And those scriptures that have no salvation virtue is what some so-called men of God are specializing in. Prosperity. Deliverance. If I cast out demon from your soul and you know nothing about salvation, how have you benefited from that deliverance? Miracle signs and wonders. If I gather you here and do demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost, I can do my leg like this and you will fall from where you are. I can do my hand like this. I can make demon to speak through you. Bow, you bow. Jump, you jump. Fall, you fall. And then you leave. And you are not converted. And you have not received eternal life. How have you benefited from the blood of Jesus? How have you benefited from that name, Jesus, by which you receive your deliverance? That is why we tell them, they call us critics. I am not speaking against the anointing. But I have always said, like William Branham taught us, the anointing is to attract you to come. The way you come, we give you the gospel. Praise the Lord. Like a true church, William Branham said, a true church, he said, all the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 must be there. There must be healing, deliverance, word of knowledge, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, faith, word of wisdom. All of them must be there in the church. He said, if there is any church that those gifts are not there, he says something is wrong. But we don't measure in it. The ministry that is committed to us is the ministry of reconciliation. To reconcile man with his maker. And you are not yet a fulfilled minister until you are able to achieve that in your ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that was the passion of William Branham. To bring the people back to the apostolic faith. For that is the ministry of Elijah in Malachi chapter 4 and verses 5 and 6 part B. To turn the heart of the apostolic children to the faith of the apostolic fathers. Come back to the Bible Christianity. And they don't like that ministry because they don't want to change. They have their personal agenda. The church was moving like Israel in the wilderness until It got to a point, they said they don't want the prophet, they want a king. And when you turn down the ministry of a prophet, God told prophet Samuel, he said, it's not you they rejected, it's me they rejected. Because God has ordained that he will lead his church by himself. And that's why he has his prophet to lead the people. For his word does not come anyhow. His word come to the prophet. And that's why William Branham, under the anointing spoke, thus said the Lord, I am the voice of God to this generation. And it's not the claim, but what is the voice saying? And the voice is saying, come out of those errors and come back to the Bible. But they say, we don't want that type of leadership. We want a king. That is why they set up their denominations like kingdoms. There is hierarchy. There is hierarchy. There is this general overseer. And you know the general overseer is some demigod there. You know their setting. The same way kings dress. Is that not the way Jews dress? Have you seen the seat that the Jew is sitting on? It's not the type of seat that YMA is sitting in the north. Have you gone to a palace of a king before? Do the members have access to their Jew? Unless you have money. Unless you have money. And I don't care where you get the money from. Are they after souls again? They are after members. Expansion of kingdom. Plant churches everywhere. Go everywhere, expand, go everywhere. He's the spirit of kingdom. Kingdom, kingdom of man. Why? They stop listening to God through his prophet. They call him false. Can we stand up? Hymn number 306. God's attributes were manifested. We are serving God the original way. Original Christianity. Original one. That is what we are. That's who we are. Hallelujah. That's our testimony. That's our testimony. Everybody,
God's attributes are manifested to his bride in this last day. We have got a revelation by the last prophet.
But we know who we are.
How we know who we
are. What we are raised up.
And what we are raised up for.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
For the original life.
For the original life.
Oh, hallelujah.
For the original life.
Original sin.
The original sin.
The original one.
The original one.
Is what I believe.
Is what I believe.
Oh, the Son of Man.
The Son of Man.
He's revealed. That's ever sealed. Could be your veil. The original life.
Original
sin.
The original.
We are the Word made flesh today.
Oh yes,
this is what the scriptures say. And the name that's in within, redeemed and perfect without sin.
Yes, we are anointed.
Yes, we are anointed.
And inspired.
And inspired.
By our God.
The original life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
devil sees will be on there. The original, original sin. Our eyes are open.
He has opened up at last.
A sweet victory is ours.
Who are chained down.
To Jubilee has sounded. And we have responded.
To the original life.
Oh, hallelujah.
The original sin.
Oh, it's what I believe.
The Son of Man.
He's revealed that seven seals could be on there.
We are called unto authority and power.
Let me hear the brothers. Hallelujah. Brothers. Everybody now.
Let me hear the church.
Hallelujah. Let me hear you.
Thank you.
Sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down, sit down. Hallelujah. One moment, listen. Listen. There is that statement that seventh seal will be unveiled. Listen. A few of you met one of these old time people. And then he was discussing about the seven thunders. And then they made a statement. He said, from the way you are talking, you are from Bride Assembly. He said, that hymn book, that song, he said, it's Pastor Moses that put that in there. And it is the truth. I am the one that put it there. In the original one, and all the intermixed songs, except those who copy from our own, all of them, it is written that seventh seal is unveiled. And I said, no, will be unveiled. It's not yet unveiled. That is talking about the seven thunders. Hallelujah. And that is one serious controversy in the entire message. And you will jam some of them. Church, listen. Listen to what we teach you here. Nobody in the whole world is listening to us. Nobody has come out to say we are teaching anything error. And we are here to keep you alive. According to the divine agenda, three stages. The first one is the shout, which is what produced you and I. That is the ministry of William Branham. The next ministry, God finished with that ministry. That's why he took William Branham away. The next ministry is the seven thunders, which is the next stage according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. It is the voice of the archangel. Which archangel? The archangel in Revelation chapter 10 from verse 1 to 6. The archangel stands up from the mercy seat. He holds the book and swears that there shall be time no longer. By the time the seven thunder sounds, the mercy seat is vacated. No more salvation. If there is no more salvation at the sounding of the seven thunders, then, and it is William Branham that sounded the seven thunders, then, and that sounded in 1963. In 1963, then, how come me here, I got saved in 1989? How come many more people got saved last week here? It's a false doctrine. It's a false doctrine. By the time the seven thunders will sound, it is another move. That time now, the door of salvation is closed. And I told you, the seven thunder period, it is a dealing not with the whole world anymore, with only the bride. And it is a revolutionary move. And so, God was showing Emmanuel in Iceland and told him this is how salvation is. He says that, do you notice? The day he gave that testimony on Skype, live here, it was very instructive to me. He said that the Spirit was telling him that when you want to travel, because they are travelers, and anybody here who has traveled, especially overseas, you know that there is a certain time that the check-in counter closes. The check-in counter will close. But the plane has not taken off yet. Because all those who have gotten their boarding passes, after the counter is closed, there is another process you will go through before the plane will take off. And it needs another time. So they need enough time. They will warn you. You must reach there at least 2 hours before this, before that, before the counter will close. And woe betide you. You come, because you say, my flight is 10 o'clock now. So 9:30, let me leave my house at least before the plane takes off and we enter. When you reach there, the mercy seat is over. He stands up from the mercy seat. That's all. Now, the other process takes place. You go, they authenticate you, they do security check on you, they check your luggage, they check you, the dress you wear, anything their eye on there, you save. Then you sit down the aircraft, then the air hostess or the cabin crew begin to tell you, this flight, see the toilet this side, see this side, we shall be serving you freely, we shall be cruising at this altitude, get ready, put your seat belt. If you have any question, feel free. While that is going on, the plane never take off. But the check-in counter is closed. Luke chapter 13. Let me show you. So that you understand what I'm talking about. From verse 24. Strive! This is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Go to verse 22. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, what did he say? Struggle, struggle, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, see where I am going, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is what? He stands up from the mercy seat and has shut to the door. Which door? Door of salvation. No more salvation. And you begin to stand outside without and to knock at the door, say, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. That's exactly what I am explaining. And by the time we get to the thunder sounding, that is exactly the door of salvation is closed. There will be no more salvation. And people are here playing and joking while mercy is still available. Why? The love of the world in this evening time, in the seventh church age, when everything in the world is closing up. Everything in the world is getting more and more deteriorated. 4 days ago, young boy, 21 years old, entered that place in Charlestown in U.S. And then, Bible study, stayed there with them for about 1 hour, and removed his gun and killed 9 people during Bible study. And he is not remorseful. He said he wants to start a race war. He hates black people. Anywhere you see black people, kill them. He wants to start it. You know what is happening in the Middle East. You see now, they say right now, during the Second World War, he said they had refugees all over the world. They were just maybe about some 1.4 million or so around the world. He said, now, and that shook the whole world. The whole world had to come meeting. United Nations had to come so that they were refugee from the Second World War. Now, it is not a world war. It is war in sporadically in places, everywhere, all at the same time. And as at yesterday, they were saying there were over 60 million refugees. People that have been displaced. People that have no homes because of war. 60 million all around the world. Things are getting worse and worse and worse. Natural disasters everywhere. Economic depression everywhere. Greece now is living by handout. European countries are all shaking. America is shaking. Everywhere is shaking. And you are here. And instead of you to get yourself ready to leave this world before the final calamity lands, we are here playing with our life because of how you want to appear, because of what you want to eat, because of the mighty mansions you want to own, because of the beautiful cars you want to ride. You are putting God aside and pursuing things that decay. Things that are valid, and the Bible says, what shall it profit you? You gain the whole world and lose your life. You see? When we should be more mindful of the things that pertain to salvation, we are more mindful of earthly things. Distrust. God himself cannot trust his people anymore. Why? Any opportunity you have to make it, you take advantage of it. Until evil stand before God and dupe him. People dupe people with the name of the Lord to get earthly things at the detriment of their soul. And meanwhile, right before your eyes, God has made it possible through science for us to see what is happening around the world. For serious people to begin to take the eternal destination more seriously. But what is the response? And we that call ourselves the bride of Christ, with so much that we know, how have we lived a life to reflect the knowledge that God has given us in this age? Let's bow down our heads. Let's bow down our heads. Maybe somebody here, you see, joking with eternal destination. You've not made up your mind. One of these days, these things we are seeing, you will still be listening to them on tape, but we shall be gone. Me, I'm doing everything I've told God. Anything that will stop me from going, I told God, don't give it to me. Anything that will disturb my eternal destination, I have told God, don't give it to me. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to be a religious person. I don't know how many people mean it like I do. And just take it more seriously. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. This is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. Sing
anointing flow, cover my head to toe. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. Sing anointing flow, cover my head to toe. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray.
Let somebody just talk to God, Lord. If there's something I should know, reveal it to me. If there's anything I am doing that will affect my salvation, reveal it to me. I want to serve you. I want to serve you. I don't be part of the evil that shall come upon this world after the rapture. What if this thing we are saying is true? What if what I'm preaching today now is true? What excuse? You hearing me now? You hearing me now? What excuse will you give if what I'm saying is the truth? You cannot disprove what I'm saying to the contrary. If you don't have any other thing to disprove me, then why are you not taking what I'm saying seriously? What if that day suddenly comes? Do you know the day you will die? What if you leave this place now? You hearing me wherever you are? You hearing me wherever you are? What if you leave me now, wherever you are now? You leave me now, and you go, and then something happens, and you are no more. Which excuse will you give? Brother Rafa, from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh yes, what will you give? What will you give? What will you give in exchange for your soul?
Oh, if today,
oh, if today God should call it away, what will you in exchange?
Oh, my brother,
oh, what will you give?
Oh, my sister,
what will you
what
give? What will you give in exchange for your soul?
If today,
oh, if today,
oh,
God should call
it away,
what will you give in exchange for your soul? Anything you want to do, your salvation first. The person you want to marry, salvation first. I hope this person will not disturb my salvation. If I marry this man, I hope he will not disturb my salvation. If I marry this woman, I hope she will not disturb my salvation. If I do this business, I hope this business will not disturb my salvation. Everything you do, put your salvation first. Put your salvation first. Anything you do. Don't put God secondary. Maybe there's somebody here. Today. Maybe you just came here now. And suddenly, God just quickened something to you. Now you finally now made up your mind. Now, Lord, I want to serve you. I don't want to be careless again with my life. Lord, receive me. Maybe you've been going for altar call today. I mean before. But today you want to be more serious. You have decided to be more serious. I don't know. You're not coming to me. If that person is here, just come to the altar and demonstrate that's your seriousness. Just go to the altar and kneel down before the Lord and say, Lord, just as I am
without your plea.
God bless you. Now you kneel down and talk to God. Talk to God. Tell him your decision. Now tell him your decision.
Come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, I'm waiting on to rebuild my soul.
I have decided to be serious for today. I don't want to be a religious person. I want to be a Christian.
To thee, whose blood can cleanse its fault.
Oh, Lamb of God,
I come.
He said, come to me. Come to me. All ye that labor and heavy laden, I have come. Father, I have come. Receive me, Lord. Receive me, Lord.
I am thy will. Receive. Will dwell, compare, the cleanse, really, because
thy promise
I believe, oh Lamb of God, I come.
I have come, Lord, receive me.
I come,
just as I am. I will not not joke with my salvation again, oh.
Oh, Lamb of God, I call.
Let that backsliding people come back to God.
I've wandered far away from home. Lord, I'm coming home.
Let that backsliding brother, backsliding Christian, come back home. Come back home. Come back to home.
I'm trod, Lord, I'm coming home.
Coming home.
Coming home.
Coming home.
That is the song of a backslider. Be restored.
Open wide thy arms,
Lord.
Lord,
I'm coming home.
Oh, coming home.
Coming home.
Coming home.
Coming home.
Coming home.
Nevermore.
Everywhere. Let that instrument be silent. Talk to God. This is a reverence moment. You at the altar, set out your hand here. Commit your brother and your sister to the house of God. That God will strengthen them. And those who are battling, let them take 3 steps forward. And those who are not entered yet, let there be a test and hunger in the soul to enter. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Excellent Daddy, you never do anything in vain. Dependable Daddy, they are here by the conviction of your word at the altar. You said that as many that will come unto you, you will in no likewise also cast them away. Papa, because they have come, Lord, receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. For these, O God, are the fruit of today's service. Papa, we offer them back as a sacrifice unto you. Receive them, O God. Yield them to fulfill your divine purpose in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, Papa, what can they do without you? Father, for the moment, oh God, take over them, their spirit, their soul, their body, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, influence their way, inspire their way, lead them, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Create hunger in their heart for righteousness. Create hunger in their heart for holiness. Create hunger in their heart for purity. In the name of Jesus Christ, release, oh God, the enabling grace to be able to accomplish this in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, oh God, that we are in a mortal body of flesh. Papa, let there be a divine empowerment in the name of Jesus Christ. That today they come to this altar, oh God, let it be an enduring turning point in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. That from this day, Lord, they will not tell somebody, I am a Christian. But rather, Papa, when any man or woman see them, they will have a testimony that indeed, that sister is a Christian. That brother is a Christian. Let it be your testimony from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Dependable daddy, by this action, oh God, and there be anything the enemy had withheld from them, because they had done this, let all other things, Papa, their desire be ready for them on this altar in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, righteous Father, because you are faithful. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
God bless you. You stand up, the ministers behind you, that they will shake hands with you as you go back to your seat. Your life will never remain the same. God bless you. Go back to your seat. Shake hands with them. Shake hands. Shake them. Shake them.
It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this message. I hope you've gotten some little clarifications. I know time will not allow me to finish all. I did not prepare it as a message, but the little comments I have passed, you can see that God sent that man to tell us something. And anybody that loves truth will want to hear him. And you don't just hear him from the angle of the enemies. The denominational leaders will never like him, because what he spoke punch a lot of the errors they are into. You need to listen to some of us who are also balanced, but we are not fanatical about him. We know that the enemy has also smuggled all kinds of preachers into the followership of that ministry. But God has raised some of us to maintain a balance. That's all I try to do, that to call your attention. You too can go to the website www.braham.org, and then a lot of the messages are there. Download the application of the table in the Play Store, you get it there. And then hear it by yourself, hear what he spoke, and then you will soon discover that God has sent us a message, and every true seed of God in this generation will be blessed by what you'll be hearing. But keep watching this channel where you don't have the access to hear it anywhere else. God has brought it right to your living room to hear the truth. Keep watching this channel and you will know more. My prayer for you is that you will remain rapturable. Shalom to the bride of Christ worldwide.